So we're talking about Erev Pesach itself, and there's a bunch of things to keep in mind besides for the issue of chametz. We don't say mizma l'soid in the morning because the korban toida involved chametz, and you would be extremely limited to eat that very, very quickly Erev Pesach morning. And in order not to minimize the time for eating of the korban toida, we don't say the mizma l'soid because it wouldn't be brought on Erev Pesach until all the way after Pesach. Chaperein to say mizma l'soid beautifully and thankfully in the days upcoming before Pesach itself. Once the chametz is all taken care of and gone, it's time to focus on the things that will become forbidden once chatzos hits on Erev Pesach. Once midday hits, that was the time that the korban Pesach was actually slaughtered, and it has similar dinim, almost like a yomtiv, almost like the holiday itself. It has very similar dinim to Chol HaMoed. At chatzos, laundry will become forbidden, haircuts will be forbidden. It's preferable that nail cutting should not take place after chatzos, although nail cutting, if you forgot, you may do it after chatzos. Your Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov shaving should be done before Chatzos as well. If for some reason you didn't take a haircut, a non-Jewish barber could be employed after Chatzos to give a haircut. But you yourself should not be doing a haircut or shaving after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. When we say that laundry is forbidden, it's okay. As long as you throw the things into the wash a few minutes before Chatzos, you're good to go. And then the drying could be done after Chatzos, and also ironing may be done after Chatzos. Small repairs, small work that is not considered Maasei Uman, a craftsman work, is permitted if it's L'tzairich Yom Tov. So small purchases, fixing a chair that's going to be used to recline on, hanging up a picture that's going to give you Simchas Yom Tov, buying Chol HaMoed presents, or putting together a bicycle, a toy that's going to be used for on Chol HaMoed as a gift. All of the anything that's tzairich mayit, even though it's somewhat of a malacha, if it's considered a maise hediyot, it's permitted after chatzos if it's tzairich mayit. However, shopping, business, and even small acts of malacha, like constructing things that won't be used on Pesach or Chol HaMoed, they may not be done after chatzos. So pretty much from noon and on should be focused specifically and only for whatever needs to be taken care of for Yom Tov itself. And there's a lot that has to be taken care of. Number one, whoever could take a nap, it's a wonderful, great thing to do. One of the best investments of time Erev Pesach is to take a nap, so that by the Seder, everyone should be awake and alert, asking questions, giving answers, and feeling very, very, very malchustic, feeling royal and thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most specifically, 100% it's important for children to take naps, so they should be awake. That is even brought down in the Gemara itself, that Rabbi Akiva would send fathers home from the Beis HaMedrash on Erev Pesach in order to assist the wife in getting the kids to bed so that she could go and focus on the preparing for the Seder. Now, even though this Pesach is just Yom Tov and not Shabbos as well, and therefore there are certain leniencies with Yom Tov in terms of roasting, cooking, even grating maror if you forgot to, none of these things should be done on Yom Tov l'chatchila. They should be done ahead of Yom Tov on Erev Pesach. So grating the maror, if you did forget, you could do it with some kind of shinoi after, once Yom Tov sits in, but l'chatchila should be done on Erev Pesach. Grind up the maror. The lettuce should be checked for bugs ahead of time. Matzah, you have to check the matzah to make sure there's no kfula and nefucha. Let's talk about what that means. A doubled over matzah where the fold actually retouches the matzah itself, we consider it almost to be chametz itself, because we're concerned that some dough or flour in there never got properly baked, and therefore that plus an inch all around that folded over area has to be thrown out and treated like chametz itself. And therefore, that should be removed in advance of Pesach and not on Pesach itself. You don't want chametz around, number one, on Pesach, even if you sold it to a guy. Number two, it's real bayir. It's separating bad from good. So again, even though there are some leniencies with that on Pesach, it should be done Erev Pesach, so you should be going through the matzah. Another thing, nefucha is when there's a very large bubble, a bubble that's big enough to be able to put a nut, like a hazelnut, inside. That bubble also, there's concern that maybe something in there, there's some flour or dough that wasn't properly baked, and that bubble itself also has to be removed. A double crease, meaning a double sided, you could see a crease on both sides of the matzah, on one crease, that also is considered something that you don't eat, although it's not considered like chametz, and it's still considered a matzah shleim. If you need to use that for a shalim, it is a shalim. We don't ignore that area entirely, and the double crease just should not be eaten. The charoises should be ground up and all the ingredients put in. It's supposed to be sweetened with apples and wine, and it should still be a little thick, similar to remind ourselves of the cement. The reason why we put in apples is the zecher for the fact that the women gave birth under these shadowy apple trees in hiding, and their babies were taken care of miraculously. Great idea for people to select their agadas, the kais they're going to be using, the seating, everything ahead of time, so that as soon as Ma'ariv is over, people can come home and start the seder itself. Another great preparation to do is, if you can, select the matzahs and make them into separate portions of kezayis ahead of time and put them into Ziploc bags. It will very, very much make the seder go much more smooth, more quickly, and it'll avoid overeating, because you need to have an appetite for matzah, which we're going to be talking about later. You have to keep an appetite for the afikoman. The salt water also should be prepared beforehand, because making salt water, a strong salt water mixture on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is considered making a preservative, and it should not be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If salt water was not prepared, you are allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov by not mixing in so much salt and making the mix in a shinoi and not the normal way. The egg should be roasted Erev Yom Tov as well, and the zeraya also should be roasted Erev Yom Tov as well.